In addition to business responses, there are legal responses that can and are being made to the plight of the suffering and the slaves around the world. And the International Justice Mission is one of those expressions, a very important one, and a partner of our church. So it's really with joy that we welcome Jaime Ferrant, who's going to come. Jaime has been an attorney and a country leader for International Justice Mission in Latin America for a number of years, and is currently in Bolivia, leading the work in Bolivia. So Jaime, welcome. Please share your prayer request with us.
Morning. Here with you today. For the last 2 years, I've been working for IJM in the nation, in the city of La Paz, Bolivia, the highest capital city in the world, located at 11,000 feet above sea level. And we've worked there in the cities of La Paz and El Alto, and we've worked to bring justice to victims of child sexual abuse and commercial sexual exploitation and trafficking of children. There are many stories that I can share. I won't share with you today. Hopefully you've heard them throughout the weekend. But our work is hard, and we need your prayers. Before coming to Bolivia, setting up shop in Bolivia, we were able to obtain statistics of the Bolivian judiciary to see how the problem of rape was in the country. And for the last 6 years, from 2001 through 2007, we learned that there were a total, for the Department of La Paz, there was a total of 17 convictions for those 6 years on rape. On rape crimes. That's about 2.7 convictions a year, for those of you into mathematics and statistics. Just this past year, in the year 2008, of what we've had through it so far, about 10 months, our office has been able to obtain 3 convictions on sexual assault. And so we've slowly been able to surpass already this year the goals of the Bolivian judiciary. And we work alongside prosecutors and police officers because we believe that God wants this of the pain of sex, the plague of sexual abuse and the plague of human trafficking to stop. And he calls us as children of his to put an end to this. And so we are working alongside police, alongside prosecutors, and alongside judges and other governmental authorities to try to put an end to this and make sure Bolivia is a country where men may terrify no more. And so we ask for your prayers as we continue doing this work. We ask for your prayers to continue to open doors and favor with government officers and favor with our clients, because it's not as easy as you would think. Most people have no idea that justice can be served. And so the idea of going through the courts to seek justice is just something that people just can't believe that can actually be done. So please pray for us that we can be hope for those people. I would ask you to continue praying for us for our cases. We actually have one case that continues trial this week. It involves a girl who was stoned and by another boy from her school and then raped by him. And so we pray that you pray for her. Well, I would ask you for prayers for another girl that we're helping. She's about 14 years old, and 3 weeks ago she tried to commit suicide by drinking rat poison. And in good part mainly because the perpetrator went and threatened her and told her, "You won't get justice. I don't know what you're doing. You're wasting your time. Don't try to mess with me." And so she tried to kill herself. And she survived, and we've been helping her and giving her counseling. But please pray for wisdom for our psychologist and our social worker as we work with her, and prayers as we try to build the case and get this man arrested and convicted. In the next 2 weeks, we will be training, I believe, about 60 judges in Bolivia on human trafficking and try to raise awareness. You are all aware of the plague of global slavery and poverty, but around the world, a lot of people still don't know that this is a problem. So please pray that we can raise awareness to the judges and that they can fairly and impartially administer justice to those who commit this injustice upon the poor and upon the vulnerable. And lastly, I want all our work that we're doing is in the midst of incredible political uncertain times in Bolivia. During the last month, there were fightings between pro-government supporters and anti-government supporters in about half the country, leaving about 3 dozen people dead and several more missing at this time. So our work is challenging. We're fighting. As I speak to you today, approximately 50,000 people are marching to the city of La Paz to siege Congress and trying to get a referendum approved that will allow a new constitution to be approved in Bolivia. So just please pray for peace in Bolivia. Pray for wisdom for the leaders. Pray for wisdom for the opposition. And just please pray that peace and justice and hope may prevail in the nation. Bolivia is the second poorest country in the hemisphere. About 3.7 million of its inhabitants live on less than a dollar a day, out of a population of 10 million. So 37% of the population of the country makes less than a dollar a day. And so it is against that backbone of poverty and slavery that we do our work, where we try to bring justice and God's word and God's love to those who need it the most. So please pray for peace in our nation. And I appreciate the opportunity to being here. I appreciate for your prayers. We really need your prayers. And if you do keep praying for us, I'll be even more happier and thankful, even though I won't be able to say it to you in person. God bless.